nigga bleed. You mad cause she working at Mickey D.
Yo nigga, I'm better than Hercules.
You can take her to the movie and go watch the film. Front me a pelican. That's my medicine. Quavo, old money, take a Genesis. Got tingo ring, bling, bling, bling. Flippin' tryna take my ring, gun go bang. Cast out on a jeweler. Got a feeling like Martin Luther King. I had a dream. I only slip if you're with the beam, I extended my clip. If I see the police, grab my chills in my blood. Chopping my fingers with filling arenas. I feel like that Hannah Montana in real. I feel like that Keisha K. Yard, that double AK-47, they aim at your lip.
Your bitches, this shit is ridiculous.
Look, nigga, get it straight. You can give a fuck with my click, boy. Oh, shit. Click. Hit you with a drop, dick, jar. Wrong way. You can see the way the clock tick, tock, tick. Funny, holy nigga, stop this, boy. Bust round back up in the cockpit. Spit toxic. Always giving niggas hot shit, boy. Niggas do be silent till they click, click. Any bitch really want a slob, dick, boy.
So much jury, nigga, looking priceless out here.
A lot of rapping niggas looking licensed out here. Kill them till they say a nigga priceless out here.
Hey, little dog, you know who the nicest out here?
Bite those pussy, cause I get bored when you hear the shot for the pussy. Every time I come, you know I body niggas bully. God father with it while I'm
running on the rookie. And I'm digging in your shorty, though a pussy kinda bushy. Fucking on a low Versace logo on a hoodie.
Get home, blow my nigga, wham, wham, wham.
Let it go, you already know what's really goody, goody, goody. You listen like I'm from California.
Back to bitch, now see my privacy. I don't understand why niggas feel like they have to ask who the God is when you know what's the answer. No bullshit till they be calling me strangling. $100 million safe behind the glass.
Okay, stop it with it till they spreading propaganda.
I'm in the back dark and we pop the man up on my shop. Shove up, rank on my shop. Shove up, rank.
Nigga, getting so much money. It's like I just robbed a bank, nigga.
Shove up.
I'm from my pride to the sad. I'm putting it pride to the sad. My soulmate, my kids, mother, my better head, my baby mama, my damn girl, my grandpa, my chill when I get mad. My little daughter, put my pride to the sad. You heard him. Feeling like you don't deserve it. How could I leave, shouted? You put in work for me. Bedtime on the land, you holding work for me. I crossed the land so many times, but I couldn't take it, shouted. I think that text is at your phone and tried to fake it, shouted. Yeah, you heard it. Hard egg it, shouted. But you know me being me, I had to take it, shouted. Look you dead in your eyes and said, believe that. No fight, no fussing, just ask you where my keys at. On my keys, yeah. Arrow, shout. I'm putting it pride to the side. Yeah. Yeah. I'm putting my pride to the side. This song hurt on you bad. But I just wanna apologize. I just wanna apologize. I'm putting my pride to the side. I grew up with this nigga, he was like my right hand. We selling packs of then we robbed the man. We playing pee-wee league football, he was the best achiever. He was the quarterback, running back, and the right receiver. Most importantly, but I love him like my brother. He was like my mother, his mother, we share the same brothers. And I'm getting money, 16, I had 100 stacks. I'm here at home with my nigga, been dipping in the tank. They say he gon' let me powder graduate. I won't believe in my what type of shit that. Then I seen it myself, had to face the fact. Damn, homie, so you really on that shit? What type of shit that? Come on, homie, can't be that hard. Can't be that bad, my nigga. Damn. I'm putting my pride to the side. I said I'm putting my pride to the side. Hey, these streets are hurting you, boy. This song hurt us bad. And I just want to apologize.
All I ever wanted was some money, just some money. Found a dollar to a coin, quarter to a fix, 50 to a band, all the way up, all the way
up. All white, and I'm like it come off the boat. Street money, yeah, I come from the dope. I voted for Obama, he was talking that hoe.
And I don't fuck with homie cause he's saving the hoe. This hoe hustle no luck. I come up off you plucks. I want 3 for a bird, 22 for a duck. Duck a fake bird, meaning mixed with that cut. You crackin' ass nigga need to shut the fuck up. All muscle, no pussy. No. The plug blast, straight cush. I hand loud in the drought. Snow in the summer, not many millions in the south. The man, they lost them. It's CMT and everybody bought them. Money get made, made. Niggas get paid. Fuck your gun license, nigga. We pluck with them K's. 4 in the morning, I ain't seen my bed.
Hey, all us, no luck.
Going so hard that my phone went dead.
Damn, I spun my pipe all up.
They done let me out, night going back. They done let me in, can't get me out. My grand heart, phone charge, man made, nigga, fuck ya. How bad I keep me rich, bitch, from that all hustle, no luck, yeah.
All hustle, no luck.
Do this shit with my ass closed. See me, I'm in grandma mode. Different day with the same clothes. Fucking nigga, I'm paid, no. Crazy nigga on the case, low. Hungry nigga, eat a bankroll. Do the shit if I say so. Today, though. Cincinnati, since my mama had me. I taste my titty with one song, look how I made it happen. I still ain't seen my bed. I've been hustling like an essay, all this money in my head. 4 in the morning, I ain't seen my bed.
Damn, all up, no luck.
Going so hard that my phone went dead.
Damn, I spun my pipe all up.
Beater, that's the name. It's UGK for life, homie, that's the game. These boys wanna take me off my feet, but that's the thing. They know that I pack and that I ain't scared to cock it back and bang. I'm riding around and them foes and foes and they clack and swing. Yeah, you sitting on 22, they back remain. You trying to be like me, you see what the back remain. For me, it's easy though, I'm from Texas, bro, it's a natural thing.
Come on, pull that, shoot up, suicide, showed up.
Smoke that, they cold up. I came down and they showed up like, oh man,
hold up.
PA get towed up, X-Man down and they can't stand it. It's all hustle, no luck.
4 in the morning, I ain't seen my bear.
All I ever wanted was the money in the cars. Bag full of dope and a pretty ass broad. Never think
about what up,
homie? Charge. I was busy worrying.
What up, though? This is Quick Man.
What's up, homie? You ready?
What up, though? Yeah, I'm ready, boss.
This Brick Man?
Yeah.
All right, homie. We're going to play this one other joint. It's going to go right into it, and then we'll come to you, all right?
All right, that's what it do.
All right.
Hustle, no luck. Get this money, and we ain't giving no fuck.
Yo, it's crazy, man. It's getting ready to go down. The homie Brick Man Shotty getting ready to come on the motherfucking line. You know what I'm talking about? He got that joint with Rich Homie Quan, man. It's crazy. K100 Radio, man. Keep it right there. Keep it locked right there, man. We getting ready to bring the homie online. We line everything up, man. He's got that hot new music. He got that new shit. You feel me? It's going to be popping. 347-934-0966. Hit those phone lines up, you dig? Let's go.
Cause I heard they've listened to us come stage. I'm friends, they ain't tripping, better tell them get the my face. I got the time in my dreams, can I got my n***a up? Get the f*** out my face,
I ain't go. Everything is nothing. driving right, trying to take pictures. Yeah. Get the fuck out my face. I don't fuck with her cause I heard you listen to the conversation. I'm playing with you, man, tripping.
All right, homie, you ready?
Get
ready to come to you right now. Hold on. I'm gonna let Rich Homie talk to y'all real quick, and then we're gonna talk to the homie. Hold on. Let me bring it back up.
I'm talking about the poker music. I'm talking about a little money. Still in the trap house. Let something about money come off me. Walk around, stop the shit out of all these. Try how Bunny got all these pills. My nigga throw a rich broke doing all that wicked. Call no killer. More money, more problems. I can solve that.
Let's go.
If it's all my heel, I'ma put him on. Back to like a clean shot. He hold your homie down like you're supposed to.
No.
Cause he never even had a green. He ain't got all that street shit. He ain't back to the Lee, boy. I see folks trying to take pictures. So I'm like, hold up, wait. I'm trying to take pictures. Tell the folks, get the fuck out my face.
Get the fuck out my face.
I don't fuck with cause I heard they've listened to a conversation.
To a nigga conversation.
Nah, ain't tripping, better tell him, get the fuck out my face.
Get the fuck out my face. I'm
a ding.
Ah.
Hold
up, turn up. Hold on, my nigga. This is the... Hold up. What's happening? What about background music popping? You know what I'm saying? What's happening, everybody? Welcome to K100 Radio's own direct artist interview. You know what I'm saying? This is what we come through. We let artists come through, man, and we talk to them and let you get a little bit insight about what they got going on with their career, their music, and really get to know them a little bit better, all right? If you want to holler at the homie Brick Man Shawty, we're going to bring on the line right now. Hit those lines up, 347-934-0966. Without further ado, Brick Man Shawty, what's good, homie?
Hey, what it do?
What's happening, man? Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to K100 Radio. Applause, please. Do that. What's going
Thanks
on with you, man?
Thanks for having me, man.
For sure, man. No problem,
what's
man.
What's good, man? Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, it's good, man. So, real quick, introduce yourself to the people, man. You know, you got some banging music. You got a whole bunch of new stuff. We got new songs by you and everything. We're going to let everybody listening to K100 Radio right now, you feel me, check it out. Of course, if anybody's listening right now, you can't listen to the whole interview. We're going to be posting it up on our website and our SoundCloud, so you'll still be able to catch it if you can't stay around for the whole thing. Don't worry about it. We'll post it on our website at changeentertainment.com and on our SoundCloud. We're going to blast that all out. So just don't worry about it if you can't catch it all, but stick around and hit the phone lines if you got any questions for homie. So go ahead, homie. Formally introduce yourself to the people. Brick Man Shawty, where you from, homie?
Hey, what it do, people? It's your boy Brick Man, the Cincinnati Kid.
Cincinnati in the motherfucking building. What's happening? True that. And I've been getting a lot of music from Cincinnati artists that's been banging and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of it. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple of people that we play over here on K100 Radio that's already from there. But tell us about the Natty, man, because, you know, the Midwest is like, the Midwest got some shit out there, some heat. And I think a lot of motherfuckers over here, man, be sleeping on really what be popping out of the Midwest. But y'all be having some banging music, man. So you being from the Midwest.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. You from the Midwest and you attacking the game. And you come and you got these, you know, these hot features and everything. But what's the music scene like over there in Cincinnati right now?
Oh, man, you know what, man? Cincinnati, man, we coming up and we done came a long way right now. You know what I mean? We actually on the rise right now, man. Big shout-out to all the Cincinnati artists, man. Big shout-out to Lantana. You know what I mean? I don't know if everybody heard of Lantana, but he's popping right now out of Cincinnati. So,
right.
You know what I mean? We done came a long way, man. We putting the city on the map right now. Let's believe it.
Absolutely.
They don't
That's
hear about us.
Oh, yeah, I played both of those. I played Lantana on purpose, and, of course, I played the Rich Homie with Young Thug joint on purpose. Those were designed plays leading up to your interview, trust me. You know what I'm saying? But for those who was listening to the Lantana joint, you might not know that's a Cincinnati artist. And I love that, you know what I'm saying, All Hustle No Work joint. We've been banging that Lantana. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully,
yeah,
you know.
It's definitely All Hustle No Luck right now, man. We grinding.
Absolutely, man. So you got the two new songs that we're gonna play in a minute. Tell us about the first one that we're gonna play. I'm gonna play the one with Rich Homie first, the Colors joint. I see that's your breakout song, and you really pushing that. How'd that collaboration end up happening? How'd you run across Homie? How'd y'all get that popping?
Oh, man. Actually, man, I was just down in the A, you know what I mean, my second home. And I actually just reached out to the homie, man. The homie showed me mad love, man. And he sent back the joint ASAP, you know what I mean? I sent him, he went crazy on it, you know what I mean? Definitely. Big shout out to Rich Homie right now, man. I fuck with the homie.
So what was you down in the, just politicking, working? What was you actually down in the A for, just trying to on your grind?
Oh, man, down there working. Yeah, we always down in the A working, man. I was down there, actually, you know what I mean, in the studio, just working and shit, and just came up on some crazy hooks and shit, some beats, and you know what I mean, I thought about the homie, and at the time, it wasn't a lot of people really knew about him, but I had heard some songs, and I was just feeling the homie, and I reached out to him, and we just made it happen.
That's what's up. So are you signed to artists? Are you independent? What's your current situation with your career as an artist?
My current situation right now, shit, I'm independent right now. You know what I mean?
Well, we like that
independent right now. Bomb Squad Music Group, man. Be on the rise, man. We on the rise right now. Be on the lookout. I am the plug. The mixtape on the way.
Absolutely. And we got a couple. I'm gonna ask you like a plethora of questions, man, because, you know, when we do the Direct Line artist interviews, we kind of like to, you know, dwell into, you know what I'm saying, the artists themselves, you know what I mean? Like for instance, you from Cincinnati. Growing up in Cincinnati, what kind of music do you think that Cincinnati's up on right now? Because some people say, well, there's a certain kind of sound. I think, in general, everybody's kind of sounding the same as far as what they're deciding to do is in production and everything. But coming up in Cincinnati, who inspired you, like, to really want to jump up in this game, man, from the Midwest?
Oh, man. You know what, man? Cincinnati, man, we was into a lot of the East Coast music at the time, for real. And, I mean, we came up on a lot of, like, Jada, the Locks. You know what I mean? We must, you know, with a lot of the Locks. Other than that, it was Master P, Cash Money. You know what I mean? Them a lot of people, you know what I mean, who inspired me and who had me really into the music at the time.
So, wow.
You know what I mean? You probably think we ain't up on it, or, you know what I mean? A lot of people might think we listen to country music down here. We ain't never been here. But, nah, we up on everything. You need to come to Cincinnati and check us out, man.
Yeah, not Cincinnati. I went to Cincinnati a long time ago. It was about 13 years ago. It was a long time ago, and I was up there. You know, I was shopping up with a homie. It was cool. I really didn't get a chance to see the city. I was only there for like a weekend, so I really didn't get a chance to really see the city. We really was in the studio that we was working in at the time, pretty much 2 days straight. You know what I'm saying? I was working with an artist back then. And that was the only time I really been. Other than that, I drove through. But I know for a fact it's not country. You know, actually, it's quite gangster. You can get up in Cincinnati.
Hey, definitely no country, man. If you come to Cincinnati, you thinking you won't hear some country music, man. You might get your head cracked. Please don't come up here and think there's no country music playing.
Absolutely. Cincinnati is definitely a metropolis. It's a city in the Midwest. So don't get it twisted. You know, it's kind of like Naptown and all those other places. You know, those are cities, man. You can get it just like you can get it in the A, New York, LA. You can get it there. Don't get it fucked up. So that's, I think a lot of people need to understand that about those places in the Midwest. But back to your song, back to the joint that we're going to play first, the Colors joint. Tell us what is this record about? What is Colors about? By the way, it's a dope-ass fucking cover art. But I want you to explain to the people what the song is about before we get a chance to play it. Like, what's the vibe over? What are y'all talking about on this joint called Colors, you and Rich Homie?
Oh, man, see, colors mean a lot of things, man. Color them diamonds, you know what I mean? Money come in different colors. I mean, we just let you know, man, you know what I mean? Summer, it was a good summertime hit, too. So, you know, it was just a good collab, man. We just put it together, you know what I mean? Colors can mean everything, man. We in there talking about money. We in there talking about jewelry. And we out here talking about just living life, you know what I mean? Having fun, period.
All right, that's what's up. At first, I was like, is he talking about banging? Colors? Like, I know.
No, hey, all that. You already know all that, but, you know, you don't want to just say, you know, we just out here banging and this and that. You know, it ain't just dedicated to banging. You know what I mean? It's dedicated to everybody. That's why I say colors mean everything. It's a lot of things you can get from colors.
All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and play the first one. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to chop it up some more, ask you some more questions, then we'll play the second one. All right? You know, you got a joint with Young Thug, right?
Yeah. Outside of my house. Junkies.
That's crazy, man. You got joints with some people that's really working right now and really popping off. You know what I'm saying? So that's good, man. It's always a good look to have those features. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. For real.
I'll let you know I'm working out here right now, yo. You working hard.
Absolutely,
be on
man.
The look. It's your boy Brickman.
Brickman. So this is the joint right here, man. This joint is called Colors. It's featuring Rich Homie Quan. This is the first time we've ever played on K100 Radio, but I'm pretty sure it won't be the last. You're not rocking with the best of them. Hit us up. ChainlessEntertainment.com. We're live on TuneIn. If you want to holler at the homie, ask some questions yourself personally, feel free to call in 347-934-0966. Colors, Brickman Shawty. Let's get it.
My ring shining, you see number them colors.
Colors,
a lot of cars and we switch them up by the colors. Got a yellow bone and a black beard, different colors. And if that patch brown, I could tell by the colors. Colors, colors, colors. Another 20 on this bright line. All these colors in my damn ring. If that pack come back tan, then I know it's thing. 100 O's will put me in the game. I got a black and a yellow bone that's off the chain. They take trips and when they come back, they cook that flame. And dish that shit out to my lils and let them fuck the game. See that red school on them 4 just got me fucking main. And this lifestyle that I live, it's off the chain. I get a 50 pack and I turn that to 100 things. All this money got me flossing, switching colors. My wrist shining, you see a number of them colors. Whole lot of cars and we switch them up by the colors. Got a yellow bone and a black beard, different colors. And if that patch brown, I could tell by the colors. Charming, baby, laughing at you, you ain't funny. Hey. I'm in the White House, stacking green money.
I'm the president.
I got the right on my run off if you ain't
funny. Got a whole lot of
hood rats trying to get the chief.
I get back.
My favorite color green. My ring shining, you see a number of them colors. Whole lot of cars and we switch them up by the colors. Got a yellow bone and a black bitch, different colors. And if that patch brown, I could tell by those colors. This bag of Benjamins, I trade them off for white pass to get these dividends. I switch the game up cause these brown squares they always in. I match the Jews to according to what I'm driving in. I'm talking green guys, you know, bags of money. De Niro, I give you snow, you trade me back for honey. I used to profit to buy a car, you know that's mattress money. 60 G's in my car, 12 just jacked me for it. I got right back and I bought me some 300 horses. This real life shit on my chain, what makes me important? Doing numbers with my plug and I'm talking foreign. And I'm riding foreign. 100 G's for torn. My ring shining, you see number them colors. Whole lot of cars and we switch them up by the colors. Got a yellow bone and a black bitch, different colors.
Yeah.
And if that patch brown, I could tell
by them colors. Colors, colors, colors. I already know the hook. Already. Already know the hook. That's how you know it's good. It's already a hit. I already know the hook. And like one time I heard it. Colors. already know the hook already. What's happening? www.changesentertainment.com/K100radio. Hit us up at K100_radio. Hit Brickman Shawty up right now ASAP. His IG and his Twitter is the same. Brickman Shawty. Just how I sound. Brickman Shawty. Not Shorty. Brickman Shawty. Make sure you get the shit right. Brickman, what's happening? What's happening, homie? I like that joint. Fucks with it. I fuck with it. Hello? Hello, Brickman.
Yo, what do I
what? I said I like that record. We play that joint.
If they listen to them verses, they already know what them colors mean.
Absolutely, homie. So I applaud you on that one. That one's hot, and that hook, simple, catchy. Y'all did your thing. That's a good collab. I'm pretty sure that one's gonna start the leak. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna start playing. I went ahead and threw that one over there in the rotation bin, just off GP on that one. I like that one. So we're gonna be hearing that over here at K100 Radio.
Thank you, homie.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely, you know, you're gonna be seeing those tweets and hearing that over here. I don't know, man. I see a couple of other DJs been playing it or whatever. I looked at your Twitter and everything. I see a couple people fucking with the record, so that one might be the one for you, homie. We're gonna play the one with Young Thug in a minute. You feel what I'm saying? We got that one in a minute. Outside joint. But don't worry about that. Anyway, back to what we were talking about, back to our conversation. So I got a couple of questions I gotta ask you personally as an artist. You feel me? Right now, what do you feel about the game? I know you bubbling. Are you touring right now? Are you doing a lot of shows with this particular record? What's going on? What do you think about the game now? Is touring where it's at? Do you even want to get a record deal? So I'll go ahead and ask you, first address the first one. You said you're an independent artist. Do you want a record deal or do you want to stay independent?
I think everybody want a record deal. But right now, you know what I mean, I just want to grind and put myself in the best situation, you know what I mean, not just actually run into a record deal and just take a deal because a deal came my way. You know, right now, you know, touring is good. Staying on the road and staying busy and working is good. You know what I mean? That's what I'm looking for right now. I'm just trying to stay busy.
Okay, so the state of the game, you said you're doing a mixtape. How do you feel about the mixtape game right now? It's a lot of things that's shifting in the industry right now, and there's a lot of indicators that the mixtape may have run its course for various different reasons, but some people say it's still here to stay. Some people blame oversaturation and a whole bunch of other things about why it's not really popping, why people don't actually really make money off the mixtapes anymore. But what do you think about the mixtape game? I know you said you're getting ready to drop one, but a lot of people are saying, look, the mixtape game is over. They're trying to switch lanes and do some, you know, other kind of content or whatever. What do you feel about it right now?
See, I mean, me personally, you know, I'm new to the game, so, you know what I mean, I'm just jumping in. So it's going to take me to get a few mixtapes out there, you know what I mean? This is my first mixtape, so right now, you know what I mean, I'm coming in the game, you know what I mean? On the outside looking in, I'm just working, willing to work hard to get where I need to be right now. So this mixtape going to help me a whole lot. As you see, we got fire on there. We're going to bring fire. These mixtapes is like albums nowadays. Ain't nobody's really using nobody else's beats, you know what I mean? But they really like albums.
They are. So let me ask you, we have this debate all the time on K1's radio. Why not do an album if everything is on it is original? Why not call it an album? Because you got a DJ on it, or?
You know what? I actually really call it an album. But, you know what I mean? I actually call it, you know, everybody look at it as a mixtape because, you know, have DJ on it and, you know. And you go straight to live mixtapes and you're actually giving it out really for free. So, you know, you look at it like a mixtape, but it's actually an album for me, you know what I mean?
Right, it's your debut project. I can understand that. We have an ongoing debate here at K100 Radio about, you know, albums being called mixtapes and are mixtapes really mixtapes, and mixtapes that have all original content. How is that a mixtape? It's not a mix. And we have these big, super big debates when we have live discussions and shit over here at K100 Radio, and it just goes down, and everybody's got their own opinion about this shit. You know, at the end of the day, it's whatever works, I think, at the end of the day for people. You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this right here, all right? The state of the game, the state of hip-hop, it is what it is right now. This past year, right, we didn't have any black people. You know, the white boys swept the Grammys. You know, the white boys on the come-up, and the independent artists did really well. You know what I'm saying? What do you feel personally about how hip-hop is going, where we have a lot of people who aren't black, artists who aren't black, actually getting major opportunities and actually making more money than some of their black counterparts in hip-hop, which is a genre of music that basically black people started? What's your take on that?
You know, man. Well, I think it was, you know, they come in with us sticking together more and, you know, supporting each other more. You know what I mean? I think it'll start falling in place when we start supporting more and start being behind black people. You know what I mean? No, it's been so many haters, you know what I mean? Black people got more black people hating than they do got them in supporting them. So,
you know. I definitely applaud that. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about that. But these are some of the things of course, that's going to be popping off. Now, in turn, if you do have a white counterpart or something, or maybe a homie that you know that's a white guy that's blowing up or whatever, doing a song with that person might be one of the best moves you can make, because right now, I've come to the general consensus, me and pretty much all my cohorts over here at K100 Radio, we've come to the conclusion that there's really no stopping what's happening with that right there. The point is, how are we going to profit from it? Because they're already here. The door's been kicked down for them. It's about how are we going to profit from it? Because you'll see that their fans, for some reason, white people, they still sell a lot of records, even though we could be the hottest dude out, but we won't sell it. It's an ongoing debate over here at K100 Radio about how we should go about it. Should we resist? There's no point in resisting, because it doesn't matter. They're still going to make the music and it's still going to be sold. So the point is, work with them and some kind of way profit from the situation, I guess. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would say at the end of the day. So, you know, that's pretty much my take on it and what I came up with. So another question, though. Another one. This one I always ask every independent artist. This is like my keynote I always ask in my interviews. Realness. The question of realness for Brick Man Shawty. Okay, we got a lot of rappers who say, look, they say whatever they say whatever is hot in order to make the song pop. Whatever makes the song go hard, whatever sounds good, say it. And then we have a whole section of artists who say, that's not real. I feel like hip-hop artists are held to an unfair standard where they're supposed to be super, super real and super, super thug and super, super street or whatever. And that's the same shit that end up getting them taken off the streets. So what do you feel in your music? Is your music actually a depiction of your life? Or do you make some songs that just entertainment and it just sounds good and it is what it is? Whatever works, whatever brings home the check. What do you think about that?
I think a lot of people nowadays are just entertainers. You know what I mean? Whether if they, you know what I mean, into the music like that or not, they just making music to be entertained. But me personally, I only can talk about my experiences and things that I really do and be on. You know what I mean? That's the only thing I got to talk about, you know. So I really ain't got a fairy tale and can't make up a story. You know what I mean? Right now I'm just living my life and I'm giving y'all a piece of my life and things I've been through right now. So that's where I'm at with my music right now. I'm just telling my stories.
That's what's up. That's good. I can applaud that. Oh, we got a call on the line. Hold up. We got a call on the line. Let me see if they want to holler at us. 678-939. What up? Hello? 678-939. Oh, I thought they wanted to talk. They on the phone line. I guess they don't want to say nothing. 678. Hello, 939. No, they want to talk. They just listening. I guess they calling in just to listen. They shy. Okay. If you want to holler at the homie, 347-934-0966. Just call the phone line, and if you got a question for Brick Man, he's open right now. He's going to actually answer it. You know what I'm saying? You got a banger for the... Hey, I like these two joints. You got a banger for the women? Brick Man shouting?
Yeah, you know, we got to have some for them. I got a lot of stuff in the bag, man. Y'all be on the lookout for that. I'm the plug next month, man. Matter of fact, in April. April, y'all be on the way. Iron the Plug is on the way.
Absolutely.
Who's be over. No more waiting.
Who's hosting
yeah,
it again?
I keep some for the ladies, though.
Who's hosting?
I got DJ Lil' Keem. DJ Lil' Keem.
Lil' Keem?
I got DJ Lil' Keem hosting it. Yeah.
Oh, what's up? Is he in the Natty?
Big shout out to DJ Keem. No, actually, he's from the A.
He from the A?
Yeah, he's from the A. He's from Atlanta. It's Rich Homie, old DJ, actually.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Well, shit, we're definitely going to be looking out for it. We're definitely going to be checking for the project and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I got one more song I'm going to play, then I'm going to come back and I'm going to ask you some more questions. You know what I'm saying? I know you're like, damn,
that's
this is some real-ass questions and shit. But that's how we do over here at K100 Radio.
Nah, let's work, homie.
You know what I mean? We want because, I mean, we could just play the song or whatever, but, you know, I like to get what artists really feel, you know what I'm saying, about different shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, just that's the whole point of the interview. You interview somebody, you don't want them to talk about the same thing. You want to talk about some shit. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, let me ask you this before we even go to the next song. Since we got them, you know, while we at it, while we speaking to motherfucking women, while we on the subject. While we talking about those, you know what I'm saying? What do you think about the looking ass nigga thing? Alright, this is my thing. I don't even know if you made, I don't know if you did it or not, but Nicki Minaj came out with a record. Of course, I lambasted Nicki for that fucking Malcolm X cover, but she apologized, she took it back, so we're over that. Alright, but I lambasted her on my blog for fucking using that damn cover, but then they changed their mind on that. Good thing they did. But the looking ass nigga song she got, which is, of course, it's vintage Nicki. It is what it is. She's going to talk about she's the baddest bitch and she's so beautiful and she's only going to fuck rich niggas. She's been talking about the same shit. Looking ass nigga is kind of like another did it on them to me. Just another way of saying did it on them. But anyway, we got a whole bunch of fucking rappers coming out with remixes attacking Nicki Minaj like looking ass bitches. I mean, this is my thing, Brick Man. I want to know what you think about it. I don't understand why everybody's so upset about Nicki Minaj saying looking ass niggas. Some of you niggas really do be saying the shit she do on the record, homie. Like, some of y'all niggas really is them looking ass niggas that the chick is talking about, for real, for real. You niggas is broke. You in the club. You fronting like you got it. You really don't. I'm saying, these niggas exist. I don't have a problem with the record. What do you think about that song, homie? Have you heard it? What do you think about that record?
You know what? I ain't got a problem with Nicki at all, man. You know what I mean? Nicki do her, man. Nicki getting money right now. Shit, I applaud her. Shit, she working.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
she's speaking the truth. If you're a looking ass nigga, I guess you're a looking ass nigga, man.
So you ain't mad. So what? So you don't feel the need to come back with a song called Looking Ass Bitches or a remix or a response to Nicki Minaj?
Nah.
Homie, let me tell you something.
Nicki just need to put me on the remix, I guess. Just put me on the remix, Nicki. Fuck it.
Hey, the day they did that shit, like the day the song dropped, homie, with me being a radio station and we got a DJs and everything, I get pretty much every email that you can imagine. And I'm on everybody's email list, and I swear to God, the next day, dog, I had to get about 30 to 40 just email blast about response to Nicki Minaj, looking ass bitches, looking ass hoes, looking ass tricks, thoughts, looking ass thoughts, and nigga, what? God damn. All she did was call you fuck niggas out. That's all she did. Stop being fuck niggas, and she won't have nothing to talk about. But it's going to be one. It's niggas like that everywhere we go. All right. Anyway. The next song, homie, that we getting ready to run. Tell us about this outside joint. What you talking about on this one with Young Thug, homie?
Oh, man, just talking about my life in the trap, man. Just talking about my experience and my time. Me having to really put in that footwork, man. Being out here on that grind. You know what I mean? Thank God we didn't move past that, man. You know, we got some blessings, so we just counting our blessings now.
Just make sure you get all the way from it, because you know how they like to reach back right when you're at the front door. They come and pull you by the coat.
Yeah.
Come in. You thought you was gone, and you're not. You had one foot.
Yeah, I'm up out of here, man.
But, no, you left a shoelace over here on this line. That's 10 years.
Yeah, man. Talking about my days of 10 toes down in that trap, man. Working.
So how'd you end up meeting with the homie Young Thug and all that? How'd that happen? How'd that meeting happen?
Oh, man, just in the A working, man, networking, man. When I'm up there, man, I'm working nonstop, man. We working. We moving around. I'm networking and I'm pushing this music. And you know what I mean? The homie, he always around. He always working. And we just, you know, we made it happen. You know,
all right.
Big tap to Young Thug, man.
All right, so this is the second joint that we getting ready to play by the homie Brick, man. Name of this joint is called Outside, right? That's what I got, Outside?
Yeah, Junkies.
Junkies Outside. What is it, Junkies Outside or Outside? Which one is it?
It's called Junkies, but, you know, they stay outside, so but we're going to call it Junkies Outside.
I've got to make sure I change the name, because if I like it, I may keep it. All right, Outside / Junkies / Junkies Outside. Brick Man Shawty, whatever one, pick one.
Yeah.
Let's get it, man.
Got junkies outside of my house. Jumping out, funky, I'm just telling business. 10 stoves, 50 pots, I'm just water whipping. It's 100 on the table, about to start mixing. It's amazing how I turn that Geno to a Brady. Junk is going crazy, swing my trap, doing numbers. Call me better crack a nigga where I work a pot. Got the 40 on me, know they hungry for a meal. 100 on the chain, know that shit all real. Just made a milli out the trap, yeah, me and Stugger.
100 bricks, time to go to work. Flip a chicken, water whipping, food over loud.
Got junkies outside of my house, got junkies outside of my house. Got junkies outside of my house, got junkies outside of my house. Got junkies outside of my house.
100 bricks, time to go to work. Flip a chicken, water whipping, food over loud.
Got junkies outside of my house, got junkies outside of my house.
Talk about business, then I flip that motherfucker. Caught your bitch, then I trick that motherfucker. I think I'm Scotty the way I'm pimping, motherfucker. My weed fucking gel like chitlins, motherfucker. Take all the NASA, I'ma throw it, she a dancer. Young thug the best, that's hands down, you can be the best, hands up. Business, we dead fresh, you should surrender. But I'm a kind cop killer, you can clan us. I'ma pull up on the net, I'ma catch an old nut, and I'ma fuck from the back. Got a whole lot of carrots in all my drip, rip, no jet. Got a whole lot of black diamonds, I don't look like security. Fit that, and your eyesight blurred. Meanwhile, I look straight through you like a cat. Hit the bird, beat him down like a track.
100 bricks, time to go to work. Flip a chicken, water whipping, food over loud.
Got junkies outside of my house, got junkies outside of my house. Got junkies outside of my house, got junkies outside of my house.
100 bricks, time to go to work. Flip a chicken, water whipping, food over loud.
Got junkies outside of my house, got junkies outside of my house. Got junkies outside of my house, got junkies outside of my house.
100 bricks, time to go to work. Whip a chicken, water whipping, fiends go berserk. 100 bricks, time to go to work. Whip a chicken, water whipping, fiends go berserk.
Got junkies outside of my house, got junkies outside of my house. Got junkies outside of my house, got junkies outside of my house. Got junkies outside of my house, got junkies outside of my house. Got junkies outside of my house, got junkies outside of my house.
100 bricks, time to go to work. Whip a chicken, water whipping, food.
Oh yeah. Got junkies outside of my house, got junkies outside of my house, bitch.
Got junkies outside of my house,
bitch. You ever had junkies outside of your house for real? You can really feel that. You really can't understand what he's talking about and where he's coming from. Seriously though, I have had that. I know. I feel your pain, homie. ChainsEntertainment.com. You're not live rocking with the best of them. K100 Radio. That was a joint by Brick Man Shawty featuring Young Thug. Got junkies outside of my house. Got junkies outside of my house. Word. See, I know that hook already, too. That's how I know that one. That was going to work, too, Brick Man. You know what I'm saying? That was going to work, too, homie. What's happening, man? Hey, y'all like that one, too, though, homie. You feel me? I fuck with that one, too. You know what I'm saying? Brick Man. Yo, Brick Man. What? Did I lose him? I think I lost Brick Man. Hold on. Hold on. We gotta make sure we get him back. We're trying to get him back on the phone line. Brick Man! Okay. Hold on a second. Let me try it again. Because he's still on here. All right. Yo. Let's see.
What?
Yo, Brick
hey,
Man, what up?
Do?
All right. I got you back now. All right. My bad. I don't know if that was me or I don't know what just happened real quick. It's 2-5.
I don't know either, but I'm back here.
All right. It's 2-5-1-3. It's I think we do got another call on the line, though. Let me see. 513-501. What up, though? Hello? 513-501. Well, I guess they hung up. They ain't want to talk. Whatever. Anyway, Brick Man, what's happening, man? Thanks for hanging around with us, man, and chopping it up with us over here at K100 Radio, man. I like that joint right there. I fuck with that one, too, with Young Thug. You know what I'm saying? That one's kind of...
Good looking, homie.
Yeah, both of those hooks are just... You got good hooks. You got good hooks. You got simple hooks that'll go in the South easily. Now, you know, I guess going to the Midwest, is the Midwest bumping basically the same thing that the South is bumping pretty much right now? Just to be clear.
Man, this is almost like the South, bro. For real. You know what I mean? You'll be surprised, man. You come down here, man. This is just like the South. We playing all the same stuff that the South playing right now.
all right? What now? And this is another thing that I ask people all the time, because and going back to what you said earlier, and we're coming up on our 30 minutes. We're getting ready to get you up out of here. We don't want to hold you any longer. But one more question, because you said earlier that in the Natty, you know what I'm saying, y'all were listening to the Locks and everything, and then y'all was listening to also Master P or whatever. So this is another question I always ask all the hip-hop artists. You feel what I'm saying? You got it where now it seems like everybody is trying to sound like the South. Where I remember back in the day in the South, it was like for us, it was the South was the shit back when we had our own sound. But then again, everybody else had their own sound, and then you could listen to hip-hop, and you had West Coast, you had East Coast, you had Down South, even the Midwest kind of had their own little thing going. But now in the game, I was like, everybody from all coasts damn near rapping over trap beats, you know what I'm saying, with the same kind of production and everything. For the most part, you still got people who are doing their own thing. You got the other artists that stand out and do their own kind of thing, and those are the ones that, to me, they win because they're unique. But we got a lot of people that's coming up trying to do reproduce that same sound. What do you think about that? Do you think hip-hop is better off? I mean, because you said you from Cincinnati, but you was like, we sound like the South, but you're not the South. And then you got people like French Montana from New York and other people out West, you know what I'm saying, that got a Southern sound to their music. What do you think about that as far as it goes with hip-hop? Because there's been this whole back and forth with Ebro and everything he said about Hot 97 and all the YouTubes and the back and forth on the internet or whatever, about who killed hip-hop, is it dead, whatever the fuck you want to come up with, whatever shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, what do you think about that as an artist? About a lot, about majority of the records being played on radio sound like Atlanta, pretty much.
You know what? I think, man, you know what I mean? Like, music changed with the time. You know what I mean? Like how, you know, it was East Coast at one time, and, you know, a lot of music came out, seemed like it was East Coast music, but I think it just changed with the time. Like, me personally, myself, I don't think I sound like nobody from Cincinnati. You know what I mean? I've been told that plenty of times, but I think my sound is more Southern. You know what I mean? So, you know, you call it what you want.
All right. I always like to ask the artist that, because we have so many people, man. We have so many people like that really is feeling like, you know, you can feel the type of way about it, whatever. Now on this program and on K100 Radio, I try to program everything because. I think I got my own sound though.
You know what I mean? Me coming out of Cincinnati personally, you know what I mean? I don't think there's nobody up here in Cincinnati that sound like me. So I think I got my own sound coming out of Cincinnati, but it is probably a little Southern. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got a Southern little swag. So
right. Well, over here at K1's Radio, what we're going to do is I'm definitely going to play the Rich. I like the Rich Homie joint. I like both of them, but you know I got to pick one. Actually. I'm gonna pick one. You know what I'm saying? So I'm picking the Rich Homie one, the Colors joint.
I need you to pick both. So we need to have them both.
I think you want me to, Brick, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Because we did interview you and because you took the time out to chop it up with K100 Radio like that, we're going to throw that one with Colors, and we're going to throw it in the bin. And then when I'm live in the studio, I'm just going to every now and then randomly pull that other one up, and I'm going to play that one just on GP. So you'll get both of them. But the one I'm going to keep in
custom. That's what it do, homie.
Is the Colors joint. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to keep it 100. That's my whole mantra. That's my fucking stamp. I'm not going to lie.
That's my favorite song, man, on the album, man. Big shout out to Rich Homie for that, man. That's my favorite song on the album, man.
Now that shit go hard, dog. That shit'll work. I'm gonna tell you one thing about the record, dog. Like, listen to the record, you feel me? The thing about it is, and I know this is what some people hate, you know what I'm saying? But the truth of the matter is, you can take that same record and walk up to pretty much any strip club DJ or DJ in Atlanta or in the South, give them that record. And they will play it. A, because the beat and what you and the mood of it, it just fits what's popping already. And B, because Rich Homie Quan is on it. And he's already hot. So, I mean, they're going to play the song. And that's like half the battle. You don't have to hack it with a DJ. You can give it to a DJ. Whether you can, a DJ, whatever. But you don't have to worry about will the record actually fit his set. And that's important. You know what I'm saying? If you're trying to go the route. You know, when you want to come through the clubs and blow up through the clubs and, you know, take that route, that's not the route for every artist. But if that's your route, then you got a record on your hand that you can hand to any DJ in the Southeast, hands down. You know what I'm saying? And they shouldn't have no problem mixing that bitch in with any set. So you're winning on that one right there automatically.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. So that's
you, homie, man. Appreciate the love, man.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I feel about the record. You know, when you hear certain records, you're like, what is the record gonna do or whatever, whatever. But you know, I'm listening to the record, I'm like, yo, I like hip hop, and I like, you know, but at the end of the day, this is, you know, everybody wants to be successful and everybody wants to make money. So I'm like, yo, well, I could definitely take that and give that to, like, you know, we got 17 DJs over here at K100 Radio. Half of them, you know what I'm saying, play a lot of the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I can give that to any one of them, and they could just throw it in the mix. No issues, no problems. You know what I'm saying? That's a record to really break easily. So I give you props on making a record that's, you know what I'm saying, on the go like that. So,
right,
before we get ready to go, I want you to give out any information that you want to about how to get in contact with you. People want to feature with you, want to book you for a show. Go ahead and tell them how they can get at you, homie.
Hey, you can get at me Instagram, Twitter, at Brickman Shouty. You can get at my Gmail, at Brickman Shouty, at Mal Agency. You can always hit me up, man. Always be available. We working right now.
Absolutely, man. Well, thanks for hanging out with us, man. Thanks for chopping it up with K100 Radio, man. We really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the homie Brickman Shouty. Follow him on Twitter at Brickman Shouty. B-R-I-C-K-M-A-N Shouty. Not Shorty. Shouty. S-H-A-W-T-Y. Brickman Shouty. Holler at the homie, man. Hey, man.
Much love to y'all, too, man. I appreciate y'all.
Absolutely, man.
Appreciate the love.
Absolutely, man. Shouts out to you, homie. We'll see you on the ground, and make sure, hey, when you see us playing the song, man, make sure you retweet that shit. Hit that retweet button.
You already know.
Absolutely. All right, homie.
Shout out to K100.
For sure, man. Deuces. So, by the way, of course, you know, at 5 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, we got the homie DJ Trill Will coming up, representing Milwaukee in the building. He's not from Milwaukee, but he's in Milwaukee. DJ Trill Will coming up at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock p.m. And then after that, we got DJ Butter Rock in this motherfucker, man. DJ Butter Rock, he goes live at 7 p.m. The homie DJ Corrupt goes live at 9 p.m. It goes down on K100 Radio, man. We are the motherfucking underground. We are the streets, man. We got crazy mad DJs over here, man. Shouts out to all my DJs. DJ Chill Will, Tuesdays, 8 to 9. DJ MoFat, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 to 4. Vic XL with the Dirty Dozen Independent Countdown. We got him over here live Tuesdays, 5 to 6 p.m. We got DJ Idle Hands representing the Midwest, Naptown, 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. DJ 730. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Fleet DJ, the head of Fleet DJ, DJ Supreme. We drop some of his joints at 3 p.m. on Wednesdays. DJ D's representing Dallas, 5 to 6 p.m. All right. DJ IM, Tampa by way of, well, New York by way of Tampa. He's in Tampa now. Spins dope hip hop. He's on Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. DJ Will Money representing the Midwest, representing that natty. DJ Will Money, he goes live at 5 p.m. on Thursdays. Shouts out to the natty. You feel me? And then on Saturdays, we got my homie DJ Standard. He comes on at 5. Shouts out to DJ Standard. Shouts out to DJ Red Dread. He was live at, he came through last night at Magnum P.I.'s joint over there on the south side, over there in Clayco. DJ Red Dread from 107.9. You know what I mean? He was over there, you know what I'm saying, at Magnum P.I.'s joint. Good dude, you feel me? That's part of their staff over there. DJ Standard, he's over here on our station live Saturdays at 5 p.m. DJ P, the Street King, 7 p.m. And then earlier in that day on Saturday at 12 o'clock, if you want to hear what's going on over in London, you want to know what's popping over in the U.K. in London, tune in to K100 Radio every Saturday from 12 to 2 p.m. We got a two-hour set with full-on vibes hosted by Timbo. They be playing what's popping over there in the U.K. and shit. That shit goes down. You want to be over there in the U.K., you want to get to know those people over there. DJ Trill Will representing Milwaukee. He's coming up at 5 o'clock at the top of the hour. We just got off the line with the homie Brickman Shouty. Again, shouts out to him for that interview. It was great. We fucks with him. That new Rick Ross is coming out. I think it's going to be a dope. I actually heard about 8 songs off that project. You can say what you want to say about him, man. I don't care what you motherfuckers say about Ross. Just make sure you say, but he does make some good music. At the end of whatever you want to say about Rick Ross, whatever career, he ain't real, he's fake, whatever you want to say, I don't give a fuck what you say. At the end of the sentence, say, but He does make some good music. Because that shit is undeniable. That shit is undeniable, bro, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And I know y'all, I know people make people feel a way about him, whatever. I'm a Florida boy, so, you know, I've always had, you know, I've heard his music, and I knew about him way before a lot of y'all, because I'm from Florida, you know what I'm saying? But the point is, all that shit about that right there, at the end of the day, when it comes to music, homie makes great music, man. Stop with the bullshit. He does. I mean, you can't deny it. His career would be over if it wasn't for how good his music is. Because when all this shit was popping off about this, that, who's fake, correction officer, blah, blah, GDs, you know what? The reason why he's still here is really, it really is the music. Don't get me wrong, MMG, the label and everything is popping, but it's because motherfuckers still like his music. I mean, I don't even know what to tell you about that. So, I mean, I don't know how street he's supposed to be. I don't know how real he's supposed to be. I don't know about his gang affiliations. I don't know about his dope boy past. I don't know about his lawsuit with the real Rick Ross. But when you put a fucking Rick Ross track on, the shit is 9 times out of 10 gonna be a good song. That's all I gotta say about it. Shouts out to him, man. That new album is fucking dope. I heard like 8 records. That shit he got with The Weeknd. That shit he got with The Weeknd, man. I don't know. I almost like that more than I like that 16 Ain't Enough with him and 3 Stacks. And I really like the 16 Ain't Enough with him and 3 Stacks. It's like my favorite record by him ever. Because 3 Stacks is my favorite rapper. Well, no. Pac is my favorite rapper. 3 Stacks is my number 2. You know what I'm saying? Outkast, the group as a whole, is my number 2. And I think 3 Stacks is one of the top 5 lyricists. You know what I'm saying? When it comes down to it at the end of the day. That's my personal opinion. But anyway, I'm going to play this new joint that I just got off the new album. It's called Sanctified. And I actually like that record. You know what I'm saying? It's with Big Sean and Kanye West. I like it. And Big Sean is slept on. I'm going to play that, and then Trill Will will come into the set at the top of the hour, all right? You've been rocking with the best of them. We just did an interview a live interview with Brick Man Shouty, man. We had a great time. It was good. His new joint, Colors, featuring Rich Homie Quan, is in rotation officially over here at K1's Radio. Turn the fuck up. You're not rocking with the best of them. K100 Radio, bitch.
You are now tuned into K-100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
It's the biggest boss, Ricky Rose. Make sure you pre-order my new album, Mastermind, iTunes, right.